Kia ora, kua te reano mate ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea Midday News. An audience member says she appreciated the wairua of last night's TVNZ Kaupapa Māori debate. Party representatives were asked to address issues including te tai ao, whare, co-governance, cost of living, te tiriti o Waitangi and te reo Māori. Te hira Māiol Nahi says she felt the debate was respectful and focused, with New Zealand First Northland candidate Shane Jones and Greens co-leader Marama Davidson really catching her attention.
I think they both spoke very beautifully, but I think Marama stood out even more so just because she kept bringing it back to, her kōrero kept coming back to kaupapa Māori. How do their policies come back to Māori? And I think that's what a lot of us sort of want to know. We don't want the fluff, we want the action, we want the plan.
The debate also included Labour's Woolly Jackson, National's Tama Pōtaka, ex-Karen Chawa, and Te Pāti Māori President John Tamihere. National's Hamilton West candidate wants to see government take a back seat in the provision of housing. Before entering Parliament last year in a by-election, Tama Pōtaka worked on major property and housing developments as chief executive of Ngai Tai Ki Tamaki. He says economic and regulatory dials need to be in the right place so there is a mix of housing provision, both by government but mainly by private developers, community providers, iwi and others, from social and transitional housing through to market housing.
And right now the dynamic in terms of the economic dials and the regulatory dials, in our view and the view of the National Party and myself, aren't in the right place where actually you can grow and you can deliver housing at scale. They definitely are in a place where the government, given its low cost of capital and some other attributes, can deliver at scale, but that skews the market, and in my view, that's problematic.
Since 2017, Labor has delivered 13,000 additional public houses, compared with a reduction of 1,200 in state house numbers over the term of the previous national government. The country's two medical schools are stepping up the number of trainee doctors working in rural communities. Professor John Fraser, the Dean of Auckland University's Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences, says 20 Auckland trainees will be placed in Central and the Upper North Island, and 15 Otago University trainees will work further south. He says the shortage of doctors in rural areas is reaching crisis point across New Zealand as doctors retire and aren't being replaced. The medical schools have long pushed for a joint program to tackle the problem, and the health reforms opened the door.
Our request has been heard by Te Whata Ora and also Te Aka Whai Ora, so they are now prioritising a training program to ensure that we are able to train our domestic medical students in rural immersion so that they live and work and learn in rural communities.
Professor Fraser says the universities are keen to create a national school of rural health. And that was your Wātea Midday News. Toodoo!